Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Main Alternative with Raven Shadow and DJ Rezzy.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yeah, and we have someone else with us today. Say hi, Kodoshai.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry for the delay. We had a quite bit of a technical difficulty with our broadcast thingy, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, we have a few interesting things to talk about today, and maybe a mix towards the end by Rezzy, if he chooses to. But, yeah, we're gonna have a great time, and, yeah, I'll get back to you in a second.
Making sure the clothes correctly facing, I'm stitching twilight dress. Yard by yard, fussing all the details. Jewel neckline, don't you know a stitch in time saves nine? Make her something perfect to inspire, even though she hates formal attire. Try to mind those intimate details, even though she's more concerned with sales. It's Applejack's new. Blend color and form. Do you think it looks cheesy? something brash, perhaps quite fetching. Hook and eye, couldn't you just simply dive? Make it sure it fits for lock and crest. Don't forget some magic in the dress. Even though it might tie on the flank, rainbow won't look like a tank. I'm stitching rainbow's dress. Piece by piece, snip by snip, crew duck haunch, shoulders hip, thread by thread, brimmed and pressed, yard by yard, never stressed, and that's the art of the dress.
We're back. As I was saying at the beginning, we had some difficulties, but to the stuff that we were gonna talk about, and quite interesting things. There was some surveys that a group of people gave out to do a census for this year, and they released it on March 20th, right? And quite a few interesting things came up that a lot of people didn't know, and it's actually quite surprising. Like in Utah, right? In the United States, in Utah, has the most bronies, right? Which makes up 58% of the herd in the U.S.
I honestly thought it was in California at first. Someone told me.
In California, I think that was last year's. Even though I didn't look at it, I think that was last year's or something. It could be, could be not.
That's pretty nice, though.
Yeah, and 84% of bronies are straight. That, and you think of these like trolls, quote unquote, and people that think like, oh, you watch a show for girls, you must be gay, but most of the fandom is pretty heterosexual, you know.
The least amount is actually the ones that do like the same sex.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, that's good that the census has brought up that that note, because it proves that you don't have to be gay, quote unquote, or like the same sex, just to, just because you watch the same show, like a show for girls, right? And it's pretty interesting that, you know, people enjoy a show for girls or whatever they want it. Like guys watch My Little Pony and girls watch Transformers. Just to put that out there, and you don't, you know, you don't have to like the same sex. Another thing that is surprising but not surprising to me is 61% of bronies approve of the alicorn status, right? And but most of them disliked the idea of Equestria Girls than liked it. What do you think of that? Rez? Well, looks like we're having a little difficulty here, but to me, that's not surprising because people got used to the Twilight status after a while, right? And they actually approved of her because it's still Twilight. Like, people got it through them that it's still Twilight.
Right.
But with wings.
Yeah, basically, it's not like she has any, say, any stronger powers or anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly. She's still in Ponyville. She actually, right now, so far in season 4, she hasn't had a big role, which is surprising. Besides the season opening, right, that was the only time where Princess Twilight was a very important had a very important role. But so far, it's just been a lot of character building and stuff with the other ponies right now. And for the Equestria Girls, I think later more bronies are gonna approve of it because it's the same thing like Twilight. When Alicorn Twilight came out, it was like a whole nuclear meltdown ordeal, you know?
And the fandom really split in two when that happened.
Yeah, exactly. And when Equestria Girls came out, like, then when they announced it, it was the same thing. Right? But after, like, few bronies watched it, they kind of accepted it. Like, it wasn't bad. Right? But, you know, you gotta think of the things like, you watch something for a while, or you know someone, right, for a long time, and, and then all of a sudden you find they do something different, right, and it's surprising to you, right? You're gonna be like, you know, this is weird, like, it's not normal, it's not in the ordinary, but yeah, that's the main point of, I'm glad that the census brought this up because, it's actually quite interesting. Another interesting thing is Russia is now the number 4 country of brony residents.
Woo!
Yeah.
A lot of enthusiasm from there.
Yeah, I wonder what 2 and 3 are. I don't have it here open right now. But yeah, I didn't... I knew that Russia had a big play in the fandom, but I didn't think it would be number 4. And the U.S. still holds his first place of most bronies in the country, which is 58% of the herd. Which is interesting. Let's see, another interesting thing. I'm looking through right now the whole entire statistics and graphs that they have here.
Let's just get a scale through here. There's so much statistics here. It takes up how many pages? A lot. It takes up 87 pages of information. Very specific information on top of that.
Yeah, they're actually very on point on their information. And this is... all of this is from the surveys that bronies took, like other bronies took. And they did math and they did science and stuff. And
I don't think science is involved in this, though.
Well, graphs. You see graphs in science and stuff.
Well, that's some very firm logic you have there.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist of any kind, but I would imagine scientists use graphs and charts and words and
it's not stuff. Quite rocket science, but it's getting there.
Pretty much. If this fandom gets any bigger, I think it will be
pretty much rocket science, because we're going to have one person that knows how to build a rocket, and we'll go to the moon. We'll send some people to the moon.
Wink, wink. I don't remember how long ago it was, but I was browsing around on the internet, and I found that one of the guys who worked for NASA on their tech pieces, he engraved Luna on one of the motherboards for one of the pieces that went into a shuttle, into a satellite that they launched up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't really know if it's legitimate, so like, just take that with a pinch of salt.
Well, I can. I don't know if you can like engrave it into a satellite.
No, like, they engraved it onto the motherboard on a piece that went into a satellite.
Oh, well, that is possible, but it would be nice to see a picture of it. Like, if
well,
it...
I could hunt around for the picture, but that won't help our listeners.
Well, yeah, that's true, but,
It's not going to I'm not going to sit here and read out a URL. That's hard.
Yeah, you could go to this URL, and it's complicated and stuff. Yeah.
It's a very complicated URL.
But
a lot of reading.
Yeah, that would be.
We're close to rocket science, if not already on it.
Yeah, that would be bad and good, but bad for the most part. Another thing here. 10% of the fandom has joined since season 3. So 10% of the bronies that we have now joined when season 3 ended. And I think that percentage was higher when season 1 ended. Because that's when the whole thing was blowing up towards the beginning. And, yeah. And in season 2, I don't even think they had a census by the end of season 1. But season 2, it was 30-something percent by the end of season 2 of bronies that we had, but now we have more, so I can see why it would be 10%. And so also, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. We have one interesting and quite frankly shocking piece of news. I saw this coming, I'm gonna just say it out there, but things happen, and when we come back, we'll have a small discussion about that, so, yeah.
there's no end to my day. My vision is black. I am running blind. There is no turning back from the path I defined.
And we're back. The other type of news that it's actually shocking, but I saw this coming. I knew it was gonna happen. Quite a few people.
Butt mash. It was gonna...
Yes. Thanks for breaking the news. if you know Button Mash or Picture Perfect Pony, if you've seen those videos, you know that. It comes from a guy called Jan, and has a YouTube channel called Jan Animations. His name is Jan. He got a C&D from Hasbro that states that that he was using the style and the characters from the show in not legal way. So Hasbro just told them to, like, literally, hey, can you please take down the videos and stop making videos from our stuff.
To quote the C&D that he says, it says, on behalf of Hasbro, we therefore request that you immediately remove the My Little Pony characters and images from your show, and remove the current video and any other videos you have created that include Hasbro's My Little Pony character and images from YouTube or wherever they appear.
Yeah, and I don't know. I saw this coming because it looked... He does
he
very well.
He did spot-on animation for the show. So we all could see it coming eventually.
Yeah, and it's like... It's just another... Main Six fighting his magic thing, because their concept was to bring the ponies from the show to, like, something fan created, and Jan did the same thing, right? But he did it so accurately. I think they caught on to him quicker than anybody else. That's why he was the next person being CDC'd.
CDC, CND.
CND, I'm thinking like Newton Crisis. CMC? Oh, no. CMC, yeah. Right? But the thing is that bothers me a little bit that he received the CND on YouTube. Like, someone sent him a message implying as Hasbro, and they sent him a pretty, what looks to be a pretty legit CND. But,
it is a bit weird that it came over YouTube, because most of the time when people receive CNDs, they receive them over emails, even if they're on YouTube.
Yeah, it over email, by mail, by even in person, however, but on YouTube messaging, like, you know, you get a message on YouTube and you check it. It's quite odd.
It is a bit odd, but there have been cases where they decided to use YouTube as their medium of getting the word across.
Yeah, but if you go on 4chan and you check the document itself, right, like, it has the important things like the name of the sender and like something, when it says sincerely yours and then like the person's information, right, that's blocked. But the thing is that bothers me that if it comes from Hasbro, I would assume that they have an icon, right? And the icon from the message, it shows an anonymous icon. Like, it doesn't, it shows the default YouTube icon, like the person, like in a silhouette, right? And
ooh.
I would assume that Hasbro would have their Hasbro logo as the icon, right, or something like that.
Yeah,
but
with the smiley on the face
document, the... yeah, the document doesn't have that. It has the default, icon for YouTube, which I think it's a little fishy. And also, they spelled Scootaloo wrong. Right? They spelled Scootaloo.
Yeah, it only has one O.
Yeah, they put C. S C O O T A L O. What? That's Scootaloo.
Scootaloo. No, it's still Scootaloo. It's just not spelled properly.
Well, yeah, but it's odd. Like, I would think it's, if it's an official document, they would have it spelled correctly. Right? It could be a typo, but I highly doubt it, because when it comes to CNDs and like very important legal documents, they would have that correct. They would revise it before it even gets sent, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't seem all that professional, but you can't really argue with CND, because it could always be real, and that's the last thing you want to do. Especially for him, since he's looking to become a proper animator in the future. Like, he actually wants to get hired for a job like that, and that'll ruin his future if he continues doing it and the CND was real.
Yeah, actually, I have a thing here. The voice actor for Butted Mash, I don't know if it's Jan or someone else, but
it's Shadivox, or however you pronounce that.
Oh, well, Shadivox, that's his name. The voice actor for Button Mash released a statement over Vocaroo, right? It's this website that you can record, right, and distribute it, right, as like a ULL, right? And I'm actually gonna play it. This is what he said to the CND. He understands. He's pretty much saying that he understands what's happening, and then he explains why Jan is complying with it right now. But yeah, I'm gonna play that right now for you guys.
Okay, people have got a lot of questions, so I need to answer what I can, and in case anybody doesn't think that it's me.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Okay, so we've had to take down the videos, obviously, through Hasbro's claim, and a lot of people have argued that, hey, you could fight against them because it's under fair use, and it's parody, so therefore you would be okay to have the videos up. Yes, that would be true, and we would be in the right, but let's also understand that Jan has a lot of future wishes to possibly work in this team, and I don't want to possibly ruin that for him, so we both think that it's better if we just comply, take down all the videos, and don't risk the opportunity of getting on Hasbro's side and therefore possibly get blacklisted. What we're going to do is we're going to make an information video giving all the details about what's happened and where we plan to go from there. Unfortunately, because of the circumstance, Button's Adventures is going to have to stop entirely. Though we do own Button's mom, we don't own the style in which she was drawn. Take that away and we lose most of the appeal of what she was made for in the first place. So we're going to make a video explaining what's going to happen and what our next step is going to be. We intend to make a new IP and go from there. That way, we will be in complete full creative ownership about everything that we do in that. It won't be Button's Adventures. What we're going to do is that we're going to take the scripts that we made for BA and then adapt them so that they work in this new IP. We own the character for Button. We don't own the design or the style. So what we're going to do is take off what we wrote together, what we believe is our best material, and give that a shot into our new IP. Just keep a lookout for the new video and we'll get that out soon.
Yeah. That is Shady Vox releasing that. Just explaining the whole thing. I think I don't know when he released that, but it was recent, right? And many people do understand that Jan himself wants to do, like you said, Color, he wants to work as an animator in the future, like a real job, right? And he does a really good job for it, and he doesn't want to risk it, so that's why he took it down. He's just complying with the quote-unquote
cease and desist.
Yeah, cease and desist. And that's totally understandable, right? But the other side of the fandom is like, you know, you can fight them, but it's just the case where if it's an actual thing, he doesn't want to get, he doesn't want to risk it, because he can actually get a quote-unquote blacklisted from Hasbro. I don't understand how, what that means, but
blacklisted means that they would probably never hire him, and they'll tell other animation studios that he did not abide from a cease and desist, so they're not really supposed to trust him for fear of him stealing intellectual property of someone else.
Yeah, that could be it, but I can only assume that it is a negative thing.
Well, right? It's obviously a negative thing.
Yeah, and Shady Vox obviously cares for that, so there is gonna be a video to update everybody about the whole situation. It is gonna be posted on his YouTube, which is Jan Animation Studio, right? You can just look that up on a YouTube search. Alright, but you know, it sucks, because the really good people that make really good content for this fandom, right, gets, you know, kind of like put down back into the hole. Like, he puts, I could imagine, a lot of effort into that, into his videos, because it's so well done, you know? And it's just a shame, right? I understand from Hasbro's point that they have to protect their stuff, like their style and their Scootaloo, Sweetie Belle, and pony characters, and Button Mash especially, because he's actually the main character of his animations that he made. But it's I don't know, it's disappointing, right? And I don't know, a lot of people are agreeing with that. He should, you know, just in case, just comply, right? And a lot of, most of the other side of the bronies say to go against it, because you are using it under fair use. But you gotta understand, it's his decision that he makes right now probably predicts his future as an animator, right? And some people don't understand that. But on the good side of it, if I can just pull it up, MKToon on Twitter said, posted a tweet saying, "Hey, Everypony, read your concerns about fan work. I will look into it. Promise." If you don't know who MKToon is, he is Hasbro Studios VP of Development. He's gone to various comic cons and pony cons and stuff that was hosted in the US. I don't know if he went to Australian con. Right, but he's been to other cons, right, and quite a few people know him. But it's a good thing that someone inside Hasbro is actually looking this up and, like, looking out for the fandom, per se, which is a good thing. Right, but if there's no promises, right, he can look into it and he can do whatever he can do, but it might just not change, right?
It might not change, but a lot of people are speculating that that the whole problem here is that if it is a real C&D, that it's probably just the I forgot what the department is. It's just departments not speaking to one another, like the copyright department or whatever it's called isn't actually cooperating with the public relations department, so they're not really sure what they should be labeling as infringement and whatnot. That's what some people are thinking, so that might be it, because that has happened before for some of the other things that has both see indeed and then quickly unsee indeed. I'm not sure what you call it when you unsee indeed something.
Well, you just like, I don't know, you void the C&D.
You revoke the C&D. There you go.
You void it, you revoke, you just get rid of it. It's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, we weren't supposed to send you this, and they just burn it, and then you just watch it burn, and then, like, you're all happy inside.
Emails?
Well, you know when you delete emails? When you delete emails, it has to go somewhere.
I can just imagine someone just getting a laptop and setting it on fire with that email on the screen. Burn it.
Yeah, like, it's the internet. There's a few things.
We'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah, it's science and stuff and things like that.
Is everything science to you?
But yeah, it's a good thing that someone inside is actually looking into it, because if it is something like that, it would suck, because I could imagine that Jan has a lot of pressure right now to what he's going to do, because there's a lot of things, there's a lot of ways this can go, right? And it can go good, it can go bad, but we all hope for the best, right? At least I hope for the best, and I speak for everyone here that they hope for the best. But yeah, it's a good and bad thing. And going back on the subject that it seemed kind of unprofessional when they sent the quote-unquote C&D to his YouTube inbox. It could be a troll, right? I just thought of that now. It couldn't be someone that just doesn't like the show and wants to see him fail for some reason, because...
I just read something. According to his Tumblr blog, which is found on his animation studio as a link, he said, someone asked, I saw a post on EQD about the cease and desist from Hasbro. Are you sure it's legit? They misspelled one of the character names and sent it through PM instead of email. He responded back, we called the office before doing as the message said, and we checked, and it is legit. YouTube is the only way to approach me privately, really.
Oh, alright, so...
So that changes a bit of things.
Yeah, voiding that... emails and stuff and all that trolls... It still sucks, though.
That's still right. Trolls.
Well, it... When one doesn't have enough information, it can go many ways until, you know, information comes out. But yeah, like, in the case that it was a troll, it would really suck, because, like, you know, that's a lot of pressure and actually a quite hefty thing to deal with. But wherever Jan and his crew goes, I'm sure it's gonna come out great. However it goes, like, fighting is magic. They got C&D'd, as 98% of the fandom knows, right? But they had Lauren Faust step in to help them out. So
they created a new
IP. Whatever outcome comes, I know he's gonna get help, and there's always gonna be another way. Like the Fighting is Magic crew, Lauren Faust. Decided to help them, to give them new characters to develop for the game, right? And I don't know how that would work with Jen, but
yeah, it probably in some wouldn't way, because he's the only one that can animate it.
No, and plus, he probably would receive some kind of support, because, you know, this fandom has a whole thing about caring and supporting other people and etc. and so forth.
Well, McToon is trying to get down to find out what's happening, so...
Yeah, and that's
kind of the help
start.
That's happening.
That's just the start, and we're actually over
strong
time
start.
Right now. But, just to finish off today's broadcast, if things go bad to worse... It's, in any way, it's gonna turn out fine, because there's other ways to get through it.
In the words
right?
of
I'm sure
Jan, in the words of Jan, every closed door is an open gate.
There you go. He's prepared for it, as I can assume. He's prepared for this, and I trust that he knows what he's doing, and he's not gonna disappoint us. And I trust that the fandom itself is gonna help him through this, in any way possible, right? Which us bronies are known for that, right? So, yeah. To conclude our broadcast, I do wish Jan good luck. I hope this C&D just gets revoked or void or something, or McToon does something about it. I don't know, right? But if a good outcome comes up, right, we'll gladly, as a fandom, take it, right? But if nothing good comes up, right, and we have to do... he has to do something else, like he explained in that audio that I showed you guys... they're gonna make a new IP, which I don't know what that stands for, but I assume...
Proxy.
Yeah, okay. Well, that, and I know that it's gonna be good, right? And anybody of us is gonna enjoy it, so, yeah. I'm DJ Kleptic, right? You can find me on Twitter, ColorShy. Do you have a Twitter, ColorShy?
I do, at ColorShyTheDoll.
Oh, there you go, at ColorShyTheDoll, and Rezzy here. He has a... I don't know if he's here with us anymore.
I'm here with you guys. Don't worry.
Still right, here. Oh, no.
I'm still here.
Yeah. What's your Twitter, Rez?
My Twitter is @DJ_Rez-Z.
Rez-Z. Yeah, there you go. Alright, and yeah. We'll see you next week. Hopefully we won't have any difficulties. We'll make sure of that. And yeah. Hope you guys have a wonderful day and enjoy the rest of your evenings. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everypony.
Goodbye.
Change the only other one to hate, and now you're gonna try to knock on the sake. I really gotta tell you all for lunatic that I'm gonna try and